In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
You are now listening to Messy Matt Radio.
We're back in this bitch like we never left.
Never fucking left. Welcome to season 2, baby. Season 2, episode 1. Y'all already know who it is, you know. It's me, Mac Lou, the motherfucking Don, sitting up here with my hair looking like cranberry frost drip.
And I'm looking like a ratchet high school teenager with no lashes.
She looking like she about to go fight.
Boy, when I tell you, bangs with the ball with the ratchet hair in the bag.
It's still cute. You make everything look cute, friend.
Oh, ain't that sweet?
It is sweet. Y'all, thank y'all for tuning in, man, for the first season. We gave y'all a little snip of how it's getting. We just getting better and better, getting more familiar with everything. Like I said, it's fucking season 2, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
We got a lot in store for y'all.
We got a lot in store. Today, and usually we don't say the dates and times, but it's Friday the motherfucking 13th.
Guess who's playing Jason?
And when I say the 12th and 13th have been some days, but hey, we make it through. Life happens. Know who the fuck you are and, you know, just keep it pushing.
I know, right?
Yeah. Shout out to the full moon that switched a lot of people's energy around.
For like 3 days, it's been full moon.
Oh, yeah. It's always like that.
Yeah. Three whole days.
So, yeah. If you ever see a full moon, go and step outside and soak up some of that energy. Get some new beginning started. This is the last full moon of the new year.
Right.
Well, this year. Knock on wood. But yeah,
about to be the old fucking year.
Yeah, 2020, here we come. So let's hop right into it for the hot topics. Take us in it, miss. Please, when you finish yawning.
So we got some hot topics for you, but I guess we can start off with this damn April Jones and Fizz. Girl, so you mean to tell me she done gave her baby daddy full custody?
Full custody to O.
See?
She was talking all that shit.
Yep, and here's my thing. Talking all that shit to my niece, you know, and how Fizz was raising they motherfucking son. Now her motherfucking baby daddy better raise the kids.
Exactly. Well, I mean, shit. Who's to say she ain't already thotting on somebody else? Because that's what she's been doing this entire time. And I see why Omarion didn't want to fuck with her.
Yeah, she naming all the people that want that pussy or got that pussy. Now she with somebody else, little fizzle pop, which don't even sound sexy. It sounds like a little.
Every time I see his ass, I just want him to bust out crying. Because that's what the fuck he always do. Him and April. Y'all some crying ass motherfuckers.
Every time I see his ass, I just wish that Omarion would have slapped the fuck out of him
he
for crossing
slap
that
G-code. He slapped them pockets.
Exactly.
That's what he did. Because at the end of the day, you need him. He don't need you, motherfucker.
Right. And I don't know.
Ain't nobody coming to see you, Fizz.
I don't know who wrong more, April or Fizz. I don't know, you know.
They're equally wrong.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, who take the blame more? But he get the most biggest idiot of the year award from me.
Sit your ass down.
I'm telling you, because come on now. Okay, so you know O is the star of the group. Exactly. So you going to fuck with his baby mom. You think it ain't going to never be no B2K again, nigga. Ever.
Oh, Mario said it's my new album's coming out. It's Lonely at the Top.
Millennium Tour 2020 without B2K.
Without B2K.
But O will be there.
But O will be there.
We'll be there too.
Because ain't nobody coming to see you, Fizz.
At all. He ain't never been my favorite out the group.
Never.
I ain't gonna lie, my favorite growing up was Jay Bug.
Unfortunately, he's fired too.
Unfortunately, Fizz fucked up his bag.
Can Jay Bug even sing, bro?
Girl, did you know? I meant to pull it up on Apple Music. I was Googling him. How about come to find out a few years after they broke up, him and Fizz did a CD together.
Shut the fuck up.
Jay Bug and Fizz did a CD together.
Girl,
nigga.
Just them two.
Whoever, yes, like
what was the name of it?
Man, let me just pull it up.
Pull it up. Pull it up.
J Book and Fizz.
See, what they need to do is start back promoting that. You know what I'm saying? Exactly, and they can get their little royalty checks rolling in. Because
motherfuckers ain't never heard of it, man. Ain't never heard the shit.
Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis.
I literally, let me pull up. Like, you know how you pull up.
Oh, it is. And it was under Fizzbug. Fizzbug. Bounce. Let's take a listen to Bounce. That came out exactly 10 years ago.
Was it one song?
It came out 10 years ago. Let's have a listen.
First came out rapping, I was just there was a stud in his ass.
Bounce.
Oh my goodness.
You then, know what is happening. You know what is cracking.
They
shut
got
the
too
fuck
much
up.
Auto-tune on J Bull voice too.
Fuck out of here.
See, yeah.
So that proves our point that they need it all.
Yep, and then J Bug said that, like, get to the bag. It's millions of other bitches out here. Get to the bag. You fucked up the bag. And then he already said, like, ain't you in his motherfucking court document papers? You ain't have to say shit about that.
Yeah, like,
he
what the fuck?
Feel a way about it.
What the fuck? So, you writing statements and shit? And
exactly.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and then he throwing subliminals. This man was my best friend. Was, like, dude.
It didn't help.
You ain't helped. You fucked yourself, okay?
So now, April, you don't have your kids.
Your man lame. Y'all getting your check from Love and Hip Hop.
All you have is fees. Just like you want it.
Mm.
You don't have your kids. You ain't about to be living in that house. That's why y'all didn't have that much shit in there.
Yeah,
because y'all know y'all ass finna get evicted.
Because he ain't even got to pay her no more now that the kids in his custody.
Not at all.
She ain't gonna. But it says she worth $4 million.
Is it? But yeah. How long is she going to be able to hold on to
well,
that?
Well, it claims her net worth is $4 million because, you know, she's a model. She got that little wine. She's considered an entrepreneur.
Okay.
Much is Fizz worth, though?
Quote, unquote, she said that she was not getting enough money from Omarion to be a single mother.
Mm-mm-mm.
She said he was penny pinching when it came to the kids.
Mm-mm-mm.
He probably was just probably giving her just enough for the city. Yeah.
Hey, I mean, I don't know.
He probably
man.
Was just giving her just enough to take care of the kids, and she probably wanted extra money, and that's why she been doing the shit she been doing.
Lil Fizz worth $2 million. Two milli.
He ain't gonna be by next year. Trust me. Neither one of them. Mark my motherfucking words, just like you mark my words with these motherfuckers.
How you gonna go from the main dude to the sideshow nigga? In
right.
Like, he ain't never been
you know
able
how
to
long
rap.
It took for Lil Fizz's voice to get deep? You wanna fuck with a nigga like that?
Fuck with a nigga. Like, she don't. They look stupid together.
Well, she says that she wanted Omarion to have custody to begin with, honey. So she can work anyways. So you should have did that with the first baby, gave up your custody then, and did your work
and
then.
And I get your dumb ass pregnant
got
again.
Got pregnant again.
Again?
Again. she got pregnant again and said, Fizz, you better make sure the bitch is taking her birth control.
She gonna get pregnant by him, too. Might as well put two babies in the mix. Is his dumb ass gonna be on marriage boot camp this time, too?
Now, you thought he was crying a lot on the last one.
He always doing dumb shit. Like, he went and dated her and was on marriage boot camp with the bitch that was beefing with his baby mom.
Exactly.
He love messing with bitches that's beefing with his baby mama. He ain't got no respect in that regard.
Exactly.
Don't make no sense. Just this way he was crying over
her. Yeah, he was crying over her. He probably cried over April every time she leave and be like, I'll see you, catch up with you in a little bit.
They probably both cheat on each other. They both
Why
hoes.
He putting the kids to bed and shit. Bitch ass nigga. Nigga, she was a bitch, nigga.
Clearly.
Straight the fuck up.
Obviously.
But how the reunion, though. I live for Zell and Paris. They remind me a lot of you and I.
That motherfucker said, you better shut up talking to my friend like that before I beat up Fizz.
Just cause you hear a nigga. That's what real niggas do. He ain't gonna hit you, bitch, but he gonna beat your nigga up since you claiming him now.
See, niggas is bossy.
All in the function.
Yep. They knew they was friends. He wanted to be that nigga the whole time.
Right. Y'all light skinned niggas, don't hate on the chocolate ones, man. You know what I'm saying? That's a certain type of chocolate. You know what I'm saying? You know how many shades of brown chocolate it is? Mm-hmm. We got milk chocolate. We got dark chocolate.
We got white chocolate, too.
Right. But I'm saying the darker shades have, you know, we got semi-sweet. That's dark. All I'm saying is, I don't know. Well, Marion probably had that one moment where it was like, I never liked your pretty ass anyway.
Yeah, Millennium Tour 2020.
We in that beat.
In that bitch.
In that beat.
So
I need to be in the front, period. Because I'm trying to get on stage with Pretty Ricky. I've been saying that since I was in high school. You can't do me like this.
Girl, my ass, I don't even know if this is they song, but I wanna sex you.
That is, that's them.
Till you fall fast asleep.
That's definitely Pretty
in
Ricky.
In the bedroom. Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely Pretty Ricky.
I figured it was. That used to be my shit.
Well, I feel like April, period, is just spiraling down anyway. Like her, I feel like she can get on Instagram 5 times a day and be like, fuck you guys. I don't care. Me and Viz are happy. It's my fucking life.
It's my fucking life. My fucking vagina.
Oh, it's not shit.
And it was a horrible relationship.
My ass is so real. I have to show it and tell people I'm not photoshopping it.
Yeah.
When you're supposed to photoshop the mirror too, boo.
Yep. And it grew from some magic cream that made my ass fat.
It grew some cream.
There's some DW40 in that bitch ass.
Yeah. I feel like she's spiraling, like, really spiraling. Like, I feel like she probably, like, goes and cries really hard after she gets off Instagram and starts reading comments. Like, she probably wouldn't off herself. I really wouldn't be surprised if she has a suicide attempt.
I don't know. She might be on drugs.
Either her or Fizz.
They both stupid.
Because Fizz, what you gonna do, man? You gonna give us some of that good lotion? What happened to the good lotion?
Good lotion.
What happened to the... Was that an album or that was just a song? The one you had Monice in the video for?
Remember that? It flopped. The woman that he loved to downgrade and
Fizz
be little. Fizz flop. Fizzle pop flop.
Not flip flop.
On the drop bop. Bebop.
What is his real name? Drew.
Drew. Pierre Frederick.
Nigga, you's a bitch. Let's move on. Tekashi 6ix9ine. Before we jump in and talk about the rat, let's go ahead and let's pay some bills. Shout out to Messy Mac Radio. We're back, like I said, for season 2, episode 1. Every episode is going to be something new, something different. Some fun.
Yes.
Make sure you're following us on Anchor. If you don't have Anchor, we are on Apple Podcasts. And let me explain it to you guys when it comes to Apple Podcasts. Apple Music is not Apple Podcasts. So
you have to download it.
You don't have to download it. There is a podcast app that comes on every single iPhone. It's purple, and you slide it and you click it. That's where you can find everyone's podcast. So when you click on that podcast icon on your iPhone, go ahead and type in Messy Mac Radio.
Messy Mac.
And you'll see me and my friend. Ass friend pop up and go ahead and listen to us. We in season two, baby. So make sure you listen to us on Spotify as well. If you ain't got premium, exactly. What the fuck you doing with your life? You still not listening? Nothing. You still listening to commercials, nigga? We ain't doing that over here.
At all.
Not at all. So yeah, thanks for listening and subscribing and downloading and sharing. We really appreciate you guys. Shout out to Messy Mac Couture. We're getting ready to drop some pieces for the wintertime just to get you motherfuckers warmed up. Because the spring collection is going to be hitting.
Hitting hard.
Hitting harder than motherfucking Iron Mike Tyson, bitch.
Better than that loud you over there smoking right now. Ooh. Why'd you listen to this?
Ooh. Louder than let me stop because once when I start, I just don't stop. And it won't stop.
No.
Oh, no. Ooh. Shout out to me and Mess. We said we was going to make a little song because I keep telling y'all we used to rap back in the day, man. We probably going to get on the beat or two.
One day we going to spit something.
We going to spit something.
Y'all going to hear it.
Y'all going to hear it.
We're going to have an EP out.
Just an EP. Just one or two songs. Just to about the Messy Mac Radio.
Yep.
Oh, no. It's going to be far, though. So be on the lookout for it. Niggas doing promos ain't been in nobody's studio. We don't need a studio, baby.
We got our own motherfucking studio right here.
Right here. You
hear me?
We hopping in the booth, yo. Straight the fuck up. Coming to you, bro.
Period.
Period.
You are now listening to Messy Mac Radio.
That's my baby. You. 23. Okay, back to Tekashi 6ix9ine with his rat motherfucking. You fucking rat.
He snitched for no reason.
For no goddamn reason.
Still facing 37.
37 of them things.
In 9 months. We talking years.
Yes.
That was the minimum. Why you even tell if that's the minimum? I mean, oh, if he in his 20s, he gonna be in his 50s when he get out. He gonna be damn near 60.
Hair gonna be, he gonna be bald.
And you know, they say the reason why that was the minimum, because he had already had, like, some kind of sex case that, he, you know, basically was on probation for or something.
But
so.
He had sex with a minor?
I don't know.
He looks like a minor. He's goddamn self. I saw some pictures of him before he was Tekashi.
Huh.
And he looked like one of the little Mexican dudes that used to play soccer and probably had a girlfriend, lived with his whole family. Like, he looked very, very wholesome. I don't think he had one tattoo.
Yeah, no, I don't. The pictures I said it didn't look like he just went to karate class on weekends.
Karate class looking head ass. Now this nigga got tattoos all on his face for 37 years.
Just stupid. He gonna be, yeah, he gonna be 6'9 and in jail.
For real.
6'9.
He gonna be one of them niggas.
Nigga.
He gonna be one of them niggas that's getting out like, I did 37 years.
I did. Shit, clean.
Shit, I did 37 years.
Hard time.
Hard time.
Y'all little niggas don't know nothing about that shit.
I had everything.
And then, about time they come, they ain't even gonna know that he was a rat.
Oh my God, he's gonna look terrible.
Damn, 37 years. Damn, that's a long motherfucking time.
It was the longest.
Girl,
37
I'll be 69
years.
And 37 years.
Just like him.
6'9.
That was the longest 37 years.
I'm telling you.
And then on top of that, his mama and his bodyguard is writing letters to the judge asking them to please be lenient and give him a lighter sentence.
Hey, people were trying to talk some sense into him before all this shit happened. You know what I'm saying? He didn't want to listen. You know, he tried to make it seem like niggas was hating. So, okay. Because, you know, I seen some interviews when Charlamagne was trying to talk some sense into him. You know, telling him won't he use his message with the youth as a positive one so people, you know, can follow the positivity. You know, and young man just was acting like, you know, people ain't about to base their life off his image and shit. he still kept going.
I mean, I just felt like it's within the past, I ain't gonna even say 10 years. I'm gonna say like 5. I've been seeing a lot of young niggas popping up with tattoos on their face, just dumbass shit. Yep. And these kids are like really like with the shits. Like, I'm tired of seeing these kids holding up the devil sign. Like, they doing it so much, they got grown motherfuckers doing it.
Now it's kids in high school with face tattoos and shit. Yeah, just because you lashes, know that's what
I'm seeing. Lashes, so, hair, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's really getting out of control. Like, and it's like we
they
don't
get bundles to their ass in high school already. You know, most of them is in spot. The females want to be strippers to, you know, think they about to get a bag on that, you know.
Yeah, the message is terrible. Mm-hmm. And I hope y'all kids, you know, y'all I went to the mall the other day, matter of fact. It's a quick story time here. Went to the mall the other day, probably like around eight, yeah. Just do a little bit of Christmas shopping for my loved ones. It wasn't packed, thank God. You know what I'm saying? So I'm walking through the mall, la 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 la, heading towards Victoria's Secret. Shout out to Victoria's Secret for always keeping my drawers cute. And I always buy the cotton ones because, you know, gynecologists say you're not supposed to wear anything but cotton drawers. But anyway, I'm walking through the mall and I see some kids sitting down. I guess their moms were shopping too. It was probably like 5 little kids. It was like a couple white kids and some Mexican kids. And they was, I'm sorry, not Mexican, Latino. But they were sitting down in a circle and they were singing their ABCs. Like, it was a little, like, you could tell one of them was like probably a little bit older than one, probably just start walking. And they was like stair steps, probably from like that baby's age all the way up to like 9. And they was sitting there just singing their ABCs, and that just really like warmed my heart.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm thinking in my head, how many of y'all kids is at the mall sitting down patiently entertaining themselves with something educational?
Now, most kids is falling on the floor.
Falling on the floor, running around, crying. Like, it just really like, it's like y'all just really gotta preach. I ain't even gonna say preach, man. I just feel like a lot of times it's really messed up as far as our community because we're not able to successfully raise our children because we are still independent people. Like, a son needs a father figure, even if it ain't his daddy. It needs to be a man in the house. And women, you need a man in the house too. You know what I'm saying? I feel like your family dynamic is great for you because you have the husband who is the father of your daughter and has been the father to Cassidy as well, and the father to your niece and nephew. You know what I'm saying? So it's like they should know what a family dynamic is. And your son is not your king. He's not all you need.
Right, he's the prince.
He's
okay?
Not all you need, the only love of your life. Like, y'all need to really stop doing that shit.
Yeah, because they growing up and making these dudes, these kids, these sons being mama's boys.
Exactly.
You know, and I mean, nothing wrong with
either
loving your mama.
Mama's, it's never no in between. Either you love your mama too much and can't disattach from her, or you fucking her up. You beating her up. Like, because even when I was a sub, it was these little boys was fighting their mamas.
Yep, people be fighting their mamas. It's just, I don't know.
And it's all, you know, and they can look to social media and look to these stars like Blueface putting his motherfucking mama out. And Young Boy NBA putting his mama out. I told you on that show. I said, once he do that, it's going to be niggas just out of the, they going to start
About the Young Boy.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Just start to disrespect their mamas like it's nothing. Like, straight the fuck up.
And see, that's where I want to preach that people should be their kids' idols. You know, And it's hard because kids look up to these people through music, like, you know, like, might as well, since, you know, I wanted to talk about Juice WRLD. He said in the interview that he grew up listening to Future, you know, talking about Percocet, Molly Percocet, and drinking lean and shit like that, you know, where that motivated him, like, well, shit, this is what I want to do. When, you know, as a kid, people tend to idolize these stars, and that's what people need to realize. Okay, it's okay you rap about this, but make sure you put a clear message that you do that for entertainment. It's not what you supported. And at the same time, parents at home need to make sure that they're letting their kids know that you don't idolize these people. If you're going to look up to somebody, look up to me where I'm going to work every motherfucking day, busting my ass to take care of you. I'm reading at home with you and stuff like that. So that's just my opinion on what parents need to do. You know, it's okay for your kids to watch some TV and shit every once in a while.
Yeah, it is. Just monitor what they watching, because what they watching is what they going to turn into. TV is a distraction. Make their ass read a book. Shout out to Cassidy for knowing how to read, my baby.
And she be trying every day. She be like, can you read with me?
She was in a spelling bee.
And my baby want to read, so we read. She sound out words. She be like,
Remember when we used to have our little book trades? Mm-hmm. Reading is fundamental. Get with it or get lost or forever be lost.
Right.
Lizzo, it is your fault. That ass was out.
Out. And the outfit was horrible, but I like Lizzo.
I like Lizzo, but that was a poor choice. Like, it was just tacky.
Yeah, a t-shirt with the ass.
Like,
cut
you
could have
had the Beyonce thong leotard on with some tights. Like, come on now.
For me, it's a family event. It's probably kids in the audience. You don't do that.
Yeah, you don't do that there. You don't do that. And then on top of that, you're sitting on that dirty ass fucking seat.
Then she was twerking.
Ugh. She said she trying to get courtside, baby.
Yeah. She got the publicity. She broke the internet. Everybody was talking about her. Everybody got the memes.
It was planned.
All of it be planned, girl.
It was planned publicity. Speaking of publicity, she got so much publicity that bitch-ass Tommy Hilfiger want to work with her.
Yep. That's what the news said this morning. Tommy Hilfiger would like to work with her, and it actually had his voice saying he loves Lizzo. He would like to collab with her.
His funny looking ass.
I want to know what the clothes he going to make, because, you know, he's making it for the plus size chicks now.
It's going to be clothes with the ass out. Watch.
Clearly something. You know,
something offensive.
Because she be naked. I was more offended that it was where she did it at. I was not shocked because I follow her on social media and on Instagram. She's always posting naked stuff. Like, she had on a whole body fishnet, like, leotard with just some, like, pasties on the titty. But naked.
She had one of them Cirilla outfits on.
But naked. On the internet.
Fucking naked.
I mean, then
in
she
the
was
nude.
On, yeah, then she was on there butt naked. Whole ass out. Butt naked. So I was not shocked at what she did. It was more so where she was at.
Yeah, because I know if I would have had children with me, I would have been mad.
Yeah, like, I know this girl is not up here showing her ass and my kids in the audience. You know, kids go to games.
But I'm just saying, I can't get over her sitting her bare ass on them dirty ass seats.
She don't give a fuck.
That shit nasty.
She probably thinks she got enough cushion and want the bacteria won't get up in there.
Well, I hope she washed good that night.
Right.
And threw the thong away.
Yep.
Oh, so back to what we were saying about Juice WRLD, though, man. R.I.P. We didn't say R.I.P. to him.
Yeah, R.I.P. to Juice WRLD. You know, he was gone too soon. He just turned 21 at the beginning of December, you know. So, it's sad. The sadder thing is, you know, I seen a post that he told to another fellow rapper. I won't even say the name because I don't remember. But he said that, you know, they don't live past 21 and he wasn't going to live past 21.
Hmm.
You know, and unfortunately, he did pass away at the age of 21. Yeah, so it is very sad. Such a young soul at the beginning of his career. Gone too soon, and there was so many different stories speculating. All we know that is that he did have a seizure. It was drugs involved, so yeah,
that's really like sad, because like you said, he was gone too soon.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even really get to make his mark. That's how I felt about Triple X, though.
Yep.
He was starting to really, you know.
And that was so sad what happened to him, really, because they didn't have to shoot him. He didn't have to die at
no,
all.
He didn't.
Especially when he was trying to give up the money anyway, is what they say.
Mm. Make sure y'all go check Charlamagne the God's YouTube channel, Conversations with Champions. He has an interview with Meek Mill, and he says some really interesting things. He said, do you want to be a boss or a pill popper? Do you want to be a hustler or a fiend?
Yep.
One productive, the other is destructive. So don't self-destruct. Nice words.
Hopefully what happened to Juice WRLD will wake up the, you know, community, the entertainment industry. Sometimes it takes tragic things for people to wake up that, you know, drugs are dangerous, when, especially when you use them in abundance like that, and certain drugs like that can kill you.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely prescription medication to get your ass out of there. And that's why when people have mental health issues, I do not recommend going to see a psychiatrist, because they will put you on medicine. That is their job. And you will be doped up, and the medicine will counteract with the other medicine. The first thing they usually say is, yes, this medication will give you suicidal thoughts and maybe even death. And then they read other.
Yep, but yeah, it's supposed to help your suicidal thoughts. How is that?
How, Sway? Yeah. How? And it's so damn potent now to where they putting you on this shit and knowing you're going to get addicted to it.
Yep.
Knowing, but you know the pharmaceutical companies got to get their bread.
Yep. It's sad.
It is sad, man. Y'all be careful with them Percocets. And like you said he grew up listening to Future. Damn, it make me feel old.
Yep, he grew up listening.
Future been in the game that long to where now, well, the funny thing is, Future said he don't even take drugs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And they need to express that. Like, you know, this is what y'all rapping about, but is this what y'all really living? Like, just explain to these youth that you rap for this for entertainment, but that's not how you live your life. Some of them do live their life that way. But, yeah, I just, it's just a sad, sad situation, especially with stuff like that, like popping a bunch of pills and you actually dying. Like, and they said that he was, you know, I seen videos on the plane. He was just, you know, laughing and having a good time, and then literally got off the plane, fell out, and had a seizure. And the messed up thing is, it said that when ambulance got there, that he was actually conscious, but he died later at the hospital. That's probably because the medicine shut his body down.
And I'm gonna tell you something. You a medical assistant.
Mm-hmm.
I got two cousins that's nurses. If I ever, something ever happened to me, take me, either you help me or take me to their house. Do not take me to the hospital, because I do not want to pull up in that motherfucker seeing everything and then, oh, she died at the hospital. Don't kill me in the hospital.
Yep, because you never know what happened. In his case, drugs might have really shut down his organs and
but
stuff.
But I'm just saying, period, though. He probably could. They could have saved him. They could have pumped his stomach on sight.
If they would have got there on time, by the time they got there, he was already seizing up. That means it had already went through the nervous system. At this point, it wasn't like, you know what I'm saying, he just passed out. He took enough to where it made a seizure reaction. So, I mean, it. That point, what do they do?
Lessons from a medical assistant. Don't make that face at me.
So, yeah.
RIP to Juice WRLD, man. Stay high off life, y'all. Second half of Messy Mac Radio coming right up.
That was tripping.
You are now listening to Messy Mac Radio.
What's up, y'all? Second half of the motherfucking first show of the second season. And it's only right. Duh. Let's start the introductions. So, shout out to Kiss Clutches.
You said what you mean?
You kind of put me on blast. Yeah, 'cause I didn't know what we
was doing. I apologize for putting her on blast. But she's here to join us for the second half of the show because she was our first guest on our snippet.
And she was our main guest throughout the whole season.
She's a reoccurring guest. Mm-hmm. She's a house guest. So she's the house guest on Messy Mac motherfucking radio. So let's get into the second half of our shows tonight. What are we talking about, Miss?
Didn't you say something about the punk bitch section or something?
Yes,
you're gonna have to start that off.
Yes,
I ain't really related to that section.
You ain't never had a seat there.
No, but I ain't had no altercations with no punk bitch section in a long time.
Okay,
well, that drunk bitch don't count.
Well, we're going to read the Urban Dictionary definition of a punk bitch, and they have many. The first one is someone who is fake, but try to act like they hard.
Facts.
But try to act like they hard.
Facts.
someone who play phone warrior and talk hella shit over the phone, but never to your face. Yeah. A man who beat on a woman. Exactly. That's a punk bitch.
Someone who runs in a pack with punk bitches and never can go solo to handle their business alone when beef hits.
Boy, it's a lot of punk bitches out there.
Man.
Females and males.
It's a lot of flunkies.
It is.
Just to fit in.
That made no sense. You know, Luda encountered some punk bitches. You know.
I have. But I'm changing. You know what I'm saying? But I can't never forget who I was. But I know who I am now. And, you know, I just meditate on certain things. And, you know. But I have come across a lot of punk bitches. Niggas. Bitches. Old punk bitches, young punk bitches.
I ran into an old punk bitch not too long ago. I had to put that bitch out of my house.
Oh, yeah. She
that was a punk
she
bitch.
She didn't motherfucking call me.
Motherfucking bitch took me out of my character.
The hell? That's her true character. She's putting on a man.
She took me out of character.
She capping y'all.
Boy.
Girl.
So in you ladies' opinion, what do you think makes a bitch a punk bitch?
When you act like you hard and you know you not about that life, your resume don't show shit on what you done did out here. Your resume is zero, none, or either getting your ass whooped.
Let's check the fight facts.
I'm
where
telling you
what that resume checking for.
People be having all that bargain, no bite. They be talking a lot of shit. And don't say shit when they see you. I done encountered that before many times. What they gonna do and all this shit. And then you see them and they don't do nothing at all. That's a punk bitch to me.
Or a punk bitch need they friend.
Yeah, to defend them. Yeah. Yep.
I agree. I definitely agree. But I also feel like a punk bitch is a bitch that play crazy, but she ain't crazy.
Play like, crazy.
For example, the type of bitch that'll pour juice and pop on your car. Bitch, bust the windows out. The fuck wrong with you? Fuck
exactly.
Out of here.
What is the juice? Put a candy bar in that tank, right, bitch, if you're worried about that
with
action.
That bullshit.
That's what
get
the
your
fuck
motherfucking
I
head,
done.
Boss.
Look, that's what the fuck I would have done. I would have put a whole Snicker bar in that shit.
I'm telling you.
Gotta
I would have set
whole
that bitch on fire. I would have cracked all. Matter of fact, I wouldn't have cracked all the windows. I would have cracked them back passenger little windows because them cost the most.
They do. And I learned that the hard way when I was a teenager. Locked my motherfucking self out the car, and I'm thinking, okay, if I bust the little one, you know, I can stick my head in there.
The most expensive.
No, that little ass window back then cost me $200 and something.
The
I
most
like,
expensive is, or you know,
most expensive is.
That's really a show. Shout out to 2 Chainz. That's his show. You never seen it?
Mm-mm.
It's on Vice. Go check it out.
Okay.
He goes around different places and tries the most expensive his beer, most expensive his bed, everything that's just rich and lavish. But anyway, back to these punk bitches in A section. We coming over here with y'all today. We ain't staying, but we just visiting me. Just to shine some light on y'all.
A punk bitch egged my car before. Mm. And this was a dude that I ain't even had nothing. This punk ass gonna egg my car. I'm like, damn, I ain't even this bitch. I'm just staying at my cousin's house. He
wasting
gonna egg my
groceries.
Shit. Like,
wasting groceries.
Man,
I'm telling
that
you.
Shit was hard to get off my car. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
That egg
was so hard to get off the car. Luckily, it didn't chip the paint.
I done seen some real crazy shit, though. I done been at the gas station and the motherfucker done pulled up with cheater. Spray painted all on their car. Cracks in the window. Not busted out, but cracks. You can't call Safe Life for that.
Tell you, I told you the way to just really shut shit down, put a Snicker bar in there.
Or just beat somebody ass
and
give them what they want.
If anything, I'm going to bust your window and tell you, bitch, come outside.
Look, bitch, come outside.
Real niggas do real things. Bitch, fuck all that.
Story time. So I do have a story. I was in school when I was going to school to be an esthetician. A fellow esthetician in my class had a problem with another esthetician in my class. This trifling ass motherfucker took a piss in a Quick Trip big Q cup filled that motherfucker almost to the top and poured it in this bitch kit.
What? I would have beat the fuck out of that bitch.
Oh, I don't know when she opened it.
That's why you got to put a lock on your kit.
But that's just Henri. Now, that's some crazy bitch
and
shit.
You know, she could have. I would have beat that bitch ass and sued her. Because that now you messing with property that I done paid for. I'm sorry. That bitch head would have been in the kit. And her piss would have been in her mouth.
I couldn't believe it. She did it while it was basically at the end of the day.
And did she know who did it?
I don't think she knew who did it.
But 1 + 1 = 2, motherfucker.
I mean, but when you dumb...
I'm saying if you into it with somebody, oh my God, this smells like piss in here. Who did it? The bitch that you beefing with?
I'm pretty sure like that shit sat in there for a minute. So when she opened it,
that
it
shit
probably
make me wanna throw up, bro. That's nasty.
That's some trifling shit.
Mm-mm. That's a crazy.
That's
nasty
a crazy
bitch.
Nasty hoe.
That's a crazy nasty punk that bitch. Kid, or picked the kid up and slammed her.
I would have rather you just punch me.
I'm going to tell you right now, she wasn't no punk because she didn't give a fuck about doing it. Yeah. The bitch that didn't retaliate
she's
was
a punk
bitch.
For sure.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, bitch, I'm getting kicked out of school. Because, yeah. Bitch, I'm fucking you up. You just vandalized my
you
property,
you put your
bitch.
Piss in there, girl?
Piss?
That's when you slap
vagina?
The fuck out of somebody.
Oh, no.
That's all types of, like, bacterial body fluid, just trifling. Like, bitch, am I going to get an STD from touching this bitch in the pee, bitch?
I think piss is like spitting on
me. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Bitch, I'm not finna show you no
to
mercy.
Me, spitting is like, you might as well slap me in my face then. I'm a bitch. You slap me. If you piss is spitting on me... piss on me or slap me, that's the utmost disrespect. I'd rather a motherfucker punch me than slap me in the face.
Any body fluids that come from your body that touches anything of mine, that's when it's gonna get real personal. Like, I'm sorry. You didn't
that's
took it to a
disgusting.
Whole nother level. Like, no.
Exactly.
It ain't no coming back from that.
And what you think this bitch was thinking? Like, oh yeah, I gotta pee. I'm gonna go put it in a cup and pour it in this bitch kid. Like, that's sick. What school was this?
House of Heavenly, Blue Springs, Missouri.
So what did the girl do?
I don't know what she did. I graduated and I was out there, bitch. So that ain't had shit to do with me.
So she might have.
Only mind the business that pays me. You
she might have retaliated then.
She might have. You know, sometimes people are cleverer than you think.
See, she might have retaliated.
You know, I don't know
I
what she did.
I ain't never thought to do that. I ain't never thought to pee on nobody. The most I ever thought to do
and
was
it was summertime
on somebody.
Too,
and
so I know it was
that.
Hot. Ooh. So where do you think you can find these punk bitches at? I think
anywhere.
You can find them at, for sure, at work.
Anywhere.
Gas
schools, work, store.
Let's talk about some experiences with these punk bitches in the workplace.
Look
your manager. Look your manager.
We ain't even going to talk about her.
So let me tell y'all. I don't like her motherfucking manager, and she don't work there no more.
I
gonna
do
tell
work
my
there.
Motherfucking friend.
Look, I do work there.
Okay. I thought you quit. My bad. It was a part-time. It was a part-time.
Yeah,
my bad.
Part-time.
I ain't cutting that, though, because that was funny as fuck. That nigga said, I do work there. Trying to push the buttons and shit, like, pause.
Oh, my God.
I can't deal.
Right.
What's this?
Sit your ass down.
Damn.
My bad. Sorry.
Look,
I'm not
about to go all the way.
I was about to go.
Like, hold on. They might hear this. Hey, I got three motherfucking jobs. I mean, they can't even decipher which one she was talking about because they are part-time.
You got 7 part-time jobs?
Yep, and equal 1 full-time motherfucking job.
That nigga work 2 hours a week at every one.
Oh, shit. Okay, girl, you gonna make me cough up a little. You know I'm sick.
Miss, you know she's sick every 4 episodes. So.
Every 4 episodes. I got kids. They go to school, come home sick, give it to me. They always want to cuddle and kiss and shit. Like, stay away from me.
Oh.
That ain't going to happen. They're not going to stay away from me.
Never.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my bad. I didn't mean to do that. But I experienced punk bitches at the workplace when people, you know, take power trips.
Yeah.
They abuse their power and it's just like... What the fuck you even doing this for?
I ran into some punk bitch shit at school.
You sure did. I did too. Shout out to the punk bitch that tried to get me kicked out of Marinello and some mysterious.
Shout out to the punk bitch that tried to get us kicked out of Langston University.
Yeah.
In 2007. We spoke on that.
We spoke on that.
Hey,
fuck
I said
you.
What I said.
Yes, and she meant it, and I did too.
Look at me, you punk bitch.
Exactly.
I know this nasty bitch's name.
Say that whole name.
She
over here coughing like she smokes cigarettes.
I was going to say Brittany and Angie because both they mouth is the abortion clinic, you know.
Ooh.
That ain't even that bitch name. We know, you know who the
you
fuck
know who you
are.
You know who
Session.
You are. Oh, shit. They also say that a punk bitch is someone who gets into a fight and don't fight back. So you just standing there getting your ass whooped?
Damn.
Hell no. I don't give a fuck. Win or lose, draw, bitch. I'm defending myself.
Right. Tell
shit,
you.
Shit. You don't win all shit, but I'm not finna sit here. It hurt worse.
Yeah, like I might lose, but shit, I fought back.
Shit, when you fighting back, you don't feel that shit.
Yeah.
You don't feel it.
It's afterwards.
Shit.
When you get home the next day.
And it's worse, like you're letting her just really just. You gonna see everything, all the motions, you know.
They laying there wishing it would stop. Like I'm gonna just stay still.
But I'm the type of, if you ain't even fighting back, bitch, I'm done with you.
I wouldn't even want to fight a bitch that ain't fighting back.
I feel sorry because I'm really just doing you bad like that. Like, nah, I'm cool. You got that. You don't even want to fight.
It wouldn't even be worth it. Like this bitch ain't even fighting back.
Nah,
I mean,
it's dumb.
Oh, that is so funny. Like, just play dead. I'm not going to deal.
Stop fucking hitting me.
I reckon they wouldn't even say nothing unless it's help.
Help. Please stop.
Help.
Get the fuck off of me.
I can't even say because I beat a bitch up and she just laid there, a little stupid old bitch. Talk about some help. They got a weapon, bitch. It wasn't no weapon, you dumb hoe.
It was them hands.
The fuck? They got a weapon. Help. She didn't fight back. And then when we was done, after I beat her motherfucking ass, and you know, me and her, I ain't even going to say who else helped.
Because we don't fight fair.
Yeah.
I wasn't there, but just
but either way,
fair warning.
The bitch dumbass gonna get up, and I still ain't bleeding. I was like, man, let's just go in the house. This bitch slow. The police came and arrested that bitch. Like,
to jail you go, ho.
Yeah, punk bitch.
You gonna get the police called on you for nothing.
Just stupid.
But you got them bitches that will, they don't care about getting their ass whooped. Mm-mm. And they will get their ass whooped and still talk shit after that. That's what pisses me off. Like, that will piss me off. Like, bitch, you still ain't tired? Like,
yeah.
Damn, I just whooped your ass.
Listen, it's kids like that.
That's mental issues.
I know some kids like that. They got their ass whooped and keep doing the same shit. Like, two
minutes
later.
They like that shit. They like that
shit.
Damn,
you like getting your ass beat? Yeah. Like, that's something you admire in life?
Mm-hmm. Weird shit.
Still talk to you. I still ain't bleeding. Like, all right, bitch. Next time I gotta draw blood. Clearly. Obviously.
You draw blood every time you fight.
My mama told me that, talking about, you ain't one, you gotta draw blood. Like, damn, I'm in eighth grade, mama. I don't want to make people draw blood.
It also says a completely worthless individual who has no idea the depths of his worthlessness. Oftentimes hangs out with either weak-minded individuals who are easily convinced that they are the shit too, or other punk bitches who make a clique that collectively think the group is the shit. And once again, they have no idea how worthless they are.
Shout out to Kelvin Page Jr. That's dedicated to you.
He's the vice president of the Punch Big section.
I don't give a fuck. He worthless as hell. Don't cut that. I meant that shit.
She meant it. Yeah, she fucking said it.
And I fucking meant it.
She fucking meant it. But yeah, I really like that definition. Says they have no idea.
The level of their worthlessness.
The depths of their worthlessness. Shit.
Is deep.
And they deep. Are easily convinced that they are the shit. And collectively click up with a group
Look, when I said that name, she looked at me like,
We uncensored here. We don't
know who the fuck I'm talking about.
We don't
about.
Be beating nothing around here. Because that's what the show will be, full of beeps.
Mm-mm-mm.
All fucking
I wanted to go audition for Hot 103 Jams because, you know, they say you got to be able to do a little 3-minute, you know, radio thing. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, my language is, it's a good beep, beep, beep. Like, I can't even do it.
I need to stick to this, man. I don't think you will be able to be on daytime.
Exactly.
Fuck it. We on Missy Mac Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Put your ass down.
The fuck? You heard it?
You are not.
Shit, we don't need 103
Jams. I think I cannot cuss.
I think I cannot say nigga.
Yeah.
That's going to be the problem. Nigga
gonna
come out.
I think they're
going to
be funking with you because you might end up being, you know, Kansas City's new favorite.
I'm dead.
And, you know, that's when the punk bitches at work going to try to sabotage right. your shit. And that's another thing that makes a punk bitch, you mad.
They be mad.
The intimidation.
Man.
Like, I can't help it that I'm the shit. You can't help it that you the shit.
Girl.
Get with the shit or get the fuck lost.
Amen.
Period.
Period, poo.
Oh my God. Shout out to JT being out.
Oh shit. Did we touch all the bases?
I think we did. I think we touched it all. Key came through and said shedded her light on the punk bitches of the world. And
it's
I just
want to
let y'all know that y'all ain't shit. Y'all ain't never going to be shit. Y'all ain't never going to have shit.
And most of them is a lie, and the truth ain't in them.
Ain't never going to be in them.
Just saying.
I'm just saying, like, find yourself so you won't have to be a punk no more.
And stick with your punk bitch crew, because y'all all need each other. Stay true to
Next
that.
Up is the Quiet Storm.
Nigga, I thought we was ending it out with that Fizz song.
Damn, can I finish my thing?
That ain't the Quiet Storm.
Can I finish my... See, this is why we always
storm.
Got a
no
problem at the
two.
End.
No more and, season
no,
two Quiet
you
Storm.
Ain't gonna cut my shit.
No more. It's a cut.
Okay,
it's
fuck
a
it.
Dud.
Let's pay a little bit of bills first, then we'll take it out on all what right, we gonna take it out right. on. Fuck it. Shout out to Fabulous Janae for always keeping me fucking slayed inside and out. She's located inside the Fade Factory. You gonna know who she is when you walk in the door.
Hey, man.
Make sure you book her an appointment 2 weeks ahead of time because my baby be booked up, okay? Custom color. Get your frontal slayed late. Make sure she get paid. Shout out to Headquarters.
Hair headquarters.
Okay, you do that ad.
It's Hair Headquarters. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Ariana.
Madam.
She slays every time.
Moochie. She does. They keep us fly. What's life without a good hairstylist, huh? Mm. Not a motherfucking thing.
Tired. Like I am right now. Looking fried, dyed, and laid to the side. That's
Shout
why
out
I'm glad this ain't visual.
Shout out to Spray Cam Automotives.
Spray Can Automotives.
Get down to Jerome. I told you, man. Tax season is coming up. My nigga got some new cars he about to be having for sale. If you ain't got that much, he ain't going to work with you on the payment plan. So you might as well put a fourth of that to the side and go get you
Take
a nice.
Take my taxes down there.
Just go and get you a nice, dependable vehicle.
I did, and Champagne Poppy lasted me 3 years.
You might get you a Honda. You might get you a Hummer. You might get you an Audi. You might get you a Hyundai. But whatever you get at Spray Can Automotives, it will be worth the money. Hit up Jerome. And last but not least, let's give a shout out to Alkaline Finest Herbs. Located inside the Location 1 building, Kansas City, Missouri, Suite 506. We're doing holistic health over there. So if you got a sick like miss, don't go to the motherfucking doctor. Y'all heard her say that the goddamn doctor didn't even give her no damn medicine that she needed. You need to get them herbs.
Gonna give me some motherfucking pills. Give me the drink.
She wanted some lean. They probably thought she was med seeking. So
and
they
I
probably
slept
was like,
the whole
no.
time. I mean... That I go there all the time. Like, they ain't never seen no medicines on there.
Like, they don't give her no kind of narcotics.
You know what? Now that I think about it, they don't never. I've never got liquid medication at all.
Yeah, because they probably think you visiting the ER too much.
Like, I ain't never went for no cold symptoms for real. Like, this is what made me. I be going for other shit. This, like, had me down, down. Aww. I know that a cold gonna run its course. They can't treat a cold. That can't be treated. Yeah. A bacterial infection can be treated.
True, I agree. But still, you can still treat it with herbs from Alkaline Finest. So, fuck them doctors. Go see Johnny, location 1, suite 506. We're going to take the show out with Fizz, with that good lotion, starring Monice in the video. We're going to play this tonight and end our show on it, because hopefully this stream... And once y'all go download Messy Mac Radio, make sure y'all download it on Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, just to make sure this nigga can get some streams, because you know he broke. Omarion said, fuck you, nigga. So hopefully you can get some streams off of this, man.
Good lotion.
Right shotgun to the cops, come throw a case, Amity, caught one. Pussy smelling like a rose, similar to what I drove. Inhaling your fragrance, cause you gotta send a nigga no. Sweet taste like French toast, cause that cinnamon up in your lotion. Good lotion. Get you in the moonlight, good lotion. Ooh, girl, you so wet, call you new lotion.
Now listening to Messy Mac Radio.
Girl, I love it when you look.